You're listening to the Agentic Executive, where we turn noise into leverage in 10 minutes or less. Today's briefing, how to stop being the bottleneck by fixing one thing you probably never learned to do well, delegation.
And specifically, why the real problem usually isn't your team or your tools or even your AI stack. It's the way the request leaves your mouth or your keyboard.
If your calendar is full of work you know you shouldn't be doing, despite having capable people and powerful AI, this episode is for you. We're going to give you a simple protocol to turn fuzzy requests into crisp, reusable delegation packets that humans and AI can execute almost interchangeably.
Let's start with the hidden cost. Fuzzy delegation feels fast in the moment. Can you take a look at this? Can you put something together? Hey, AI, draft a plan for this. But that speed is fake. You pay for it later in confusion, misalignment, and 3 follow-up meetings you didn't budget for.
Exactly. You see it in 2 places. First, your inbox. Long threads where people are still trying to guess what good looks like. Second, your AI tools. Lots of generic outputs that sort of help, but don't really move the needle. The common pattern is unclear intent at the moment of handoff.
And that's the opportunity. If you can make every handoff, whether to a person or to an AI, crisp, you stop paying that tax. You get fewer clarification pings, fewer circling back messages, and more things that just land correctly on the first or second try.
So here's the protocol. I call it the Executive Delegation Protocol. 4 components, short enough to fit in a tight paragraph. Outcome, inputs, constraints, checkpoints. You can use it in email, task tools, or AI prompts. You can even speak it out loud to someone in under a minute.
Think of it as a tiny container for your judgment. You're not offloading thinking. You're encoding what actually matters so that execution can be almost plug and play for whoever picks it up, human or machine.
Let's walk through each piece. First, outcome. This is where most delegation fails. Make a deck. Research this. Draft an email. Those aren't outcomes. Those are vague activities.
A good outcome answers what will exist when this is done, who it's for, and how we'll know it's successful. And you can usually do that in 3 to 4 sentences.
For example, instead of saying, "Put together a summary on our Q4 AI initiatives," you might say, "Create a 1-page executive summary of our Q4 AI initiatives for the leadership team. It should highlight top 3 wins, 2 clear risks, and 1 decision we need to make in January. Success is that the team can read this in under 3 minutes and know exactly where to focus the next meeting."
Notice what happened there. You defined the artifact, the audience, the structure, and the success criteria, how fast they can consume it, and what they should be able to do afterwards. The system reveals the truth. Fuzzy in, fuzzy out. Sharp in, sharp out.
Second component, inputs. Once you define done, you remove guessing by listing the minimum sources and context needed to get there. Minimum is the key word. This is not a data dump.
Take that same example. Inputs might look like, use the Q4 initiative tracker in Notion, the last board deck's AI section, and the incident report from the November outage. Ignore anything before Q2. Too stale. If something's missing, flag it, rather than hunting for new sources.
What you're doing here is pre-selecting the sandbox. you're saying play inside these walls. For an AI, that's specifying which documents or data to use. For a human, it's a short list of links or files. You dramatically reduce the surface area for confusion.
And you quietly reduce risk. If you don't specify inputs, people default to what's easiest to grab, not what's most accurate or relevant. Precision drives agency, and inputs are where that precision starts to show up.
Third, constraints. This is where you encode time, quality bars, scope limits, and non-negotiables. Think of constraints as guardrails against rework and surprises.
Concrete example. You have 2 hours for this. It doesn't need to be pretty, just logically structured and factually solid. Prioritize accuracy over polish. Do not include any financial projections. That will be handled separately.
Those lines do a lot of work. You're setting a time box, trading off polish for speed, and drawing a hard boundary on scope. This prevents the classic failure mode, where a senior person says, "This took you all day?" And the junior person says, "I thought it had to be perfect."
For AI, constraints might sound like, keep it under 600 words, no bullet points, and don't hallucinate metrics. Only use exact numbers from the provided documents. If data is missing, say so explicitly. Same idea, just tuned for a different executor.
Finally, checkpoints. This is how you stop work from drifting too far off course. Checkpoints define when and how progress gets reviewed so that small deviations don't become big problems.
For that Q4 AI summary, a simple checkpoint might be, send me a rough outline with your proposed sections and bullet points before you write the full draft so we can align on structure. Aim to get that outline to me by 3 p.m. today.
That one sentence can save you hours. Instead of reviewing a fully baked, misaligned deliverable, you're nudging the trajectory early. With AI, the equivalent is asking for a structured outline or options first, then iterating before you request the final form.
So the full protocol in action sounds like this, altogether. Outcome, what done looks like and who it's for. Inputs, the minimum sources to use. Constraints, time, scope, and quality guardrails. Checkpoints, when we sync to correct course. Four elements, one compact packet.
Now, how do you bring AI into this without turning your brain off? Two moves. First, use AI to turn your messy notes into a clean delegation packet. Second, use one packet as a master spec and adapt it for both a human and an AI assist.
Here's what that can look like in practice. You brain dump in a few sentences. We need something for leadership on Q4 AI work. I'm worried about incident risk and wasted spends. There's a tracker somewhere, last board update, and that outage doc. I only have time for a quick pass.
You feed that to your AI assistant and say, turn this into an executive delegation protocol with outcome, inputs, constraints, and checkpoints that I can send to my strategy lead. In seconds, you get a draft packet.
And here's the important part. You still review it. Especially for high impact or sensitive work, you scan it for nuance, stakes, and anything that feels off. AI can structure your intent, but you're responsible for the judgment. That's the line you don't delegate.
Once that packet is solid, you can fork it. One version goes to your human teammate. Same outcome, inputs, constraints, checkpoints. A second version, maybe slightly tweaked, goes to an AI. Same structure, but you might add more explicit formatting instructions or examples.
You've just built a reusable unit of clarity that scales. One mental effort, multiple executors. Patterns create power, and this is exactly that. A pattern you can apply across emails, projects, and prompts.
Let's clean up a few failure modes you'll want to avoid. The first is over-detailing. If your packet turns into a novel, you're probably trying to micromanage execution instead of defining the outcome and the guardrails.
A quick test. If you feel exhausted writing the brief, you might be slipping into "let me do their job for them," but in text form. Pull back. Ask, what's the minimum they need to hit the target, and what decisions am I comfortable leaving to them?
Second failure mode, vague outcomes. Make this better. Clean this up. Do some research. These phrases feel efficient, but are actually ambiguous. If you hear yourself saying them, stop and define what better or done means in concrete terms.
The third is abdication instead of stewardship. That's when you toss a task over the wall and disappear, then come back later frustrated that it's off. Checkpoints exist to prevent that. You're still the steward of the outcome, you're just not the one pushing every button.
And looping back to AI, another failure mode is over-relying on AI-drafted packets and assuming they understood your context fully. They won't by default. Especially on high-stakes work, use AI for structure, then add the nuances only you can see. Political context, risk tolerance, timing realities.
The good news is that one solid packet often replaces five or six back-and-forth messages. Yes, there's a little extra thinking up front, but the net time and cognitive load usually go down, not up.
Let's land this with one concrete action. Look at your plate today and pick a single task you're currently hoarding, something a capable person or an AI tool could realistically handle.
Write a four-part delegation packet for it. Outcome, inputs, constraints, checkpoints. Keep it lean. Aim for a short paragraph or a few tight bullets. Then route it. Send it to a person, send it to an AI, or both.
Notice what happens. Do you get fewer clarification pings? Does work move forward without you touching every step? If so, you've just started turning clarity into a repeatable asset instead of a heroic effort.
If this was useful and you want more 10-minute briefings that increase your leverage with people and AI, follow the show, hit subscribe, and keep this protocol handy. The system reveals the truth over time, not in a single day.
You're listening to the Agentic Executive. Make your next move count and stay agentic.